You're listening to Musically Speaking on 91.9 KVCR. My name is Margaret Worsley, and I'm Associate Professor of Music at San Bernardino Valley College, talking today with Dr. Marco Mejia from the Corona Symphony Orchestra. Maestro Mejia is originally from Riverside and holds degrees from Cal Baptist University, Cal State University Fullerton, go Titans, and University of Southern California. Maestro Marco Mejia, thanks so much for joining us today on Musically Speaking.
Thank you so much.
First, I wanted to say congratulations on your recently acquired doctorate degree. Way to go.
Yeah, it's been a journey. As you know, we lost at least 2 years during COVID. So while I was expecting to graduate a couple of years ago, that, of course, was elongated to now. So it feels good to be able to walk and to finish this degree.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how does it feel to be done with all of the work?
It was good. It was good. I felt like I was done 2 years ago, and then my program had a dissertation, which, of course, just took me a while to finish. But it feels good. It feels very, very good to be done. And, speaking with other doctorate students who are colleagues of mine, it was a journey. Finishing was a journey, especially after, lacking some motivation. COVID took a couple of years out of our lives, like I said earlier. And so it feels good. It's been an interesting 7 years for sure. But
well, congratulations. My mom used to have a saying, the hardest part about college is getting in and getting out. I know you're a versatile musician, and I have to ask what the degree was in. Was it in conducting or voice or clarinet or CrossFit? Like, what was your degree in?
Or CrossFit. Yeah, that's funny. I wish it would have been in CrossFit. It would have been less painful than finishing a dissertation. It was actually a doctorate of musical arts in music teaching and learning, which is USC's music education degree. And so that was that. I had two applied fields, the elective fields of vocal performance and conducting. So I spent a decent amount of time doing that. I studied with Rod Gilfrey, who is a wonderful, wonderful baritone. And then, of course, with Larry Livingston, who is a professor of conducting there at USC. So it was a great degree. It was a lot of work. And like you said, it's great to be done.
Yeah, well, way to go. We applaud your work ethic. Let's talk through your role as music director and conductor of the Corona Symphony. Can you give us a little history on the Corona Symphony? How long has this organization been around?
Yeah, Corona Symphony actually began as a corporation in April of 2008, and we performed our first concert August of 2008. And since then, we've been in existence for over 15 years now and performed close to 50 concerts since that beginning.
Nice.
And it was a young organization started off by a gentleman named Don Kindred, who's become a prominent figure in the Corona Norco area, just as an entrepreneur and of music arts and just a promoter of music education. And so we continue to grow as a symphony orchestra, and we continue to perform different concerts throughout the year.
Yeah, it's been really neat to watch the vision of Executive Director Don Kindred, who's just a remarkable human, grow into fruition and success. How long have you been a part of the organization?
Since it started, actually.
Nice.
I was a young master student. I was doing my Master of Music in Conducting Performance at Cal State Fullerton. Mm-hmm. I was working with Kimo Furumoto. And at the time, I was doing some musical theater, community musical theater, and doing some direction. And my name just kind of got out there. And I interviewed. He was looking for a conductor who wanted to kind of start the organization. And I interviewed, met with him several times. And shortly after that, he said, hey, would you like to be our conductor and music director? And I said, I would love to. And since then, we've grown. We've started a conservatory. I don't know if you have that in your notes somewhere. But the conservatory has been a wonderful addition to the symphony organization. It's under the umbrella of the Corona Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you also work with these young people? Do they take lessons or play in a youth orchestra?
No, actually, my involvement is mostly, I serve more as an advisor to the conservatory, but I'm pretty hands-off the conservatory. But the conservatory actually started over 10 years ago. And it was a need. We realized that we didn't have a strings program in the Corona-Norco School District. And we thought that was somewhat tragic, considering that you know, orchestral music, you need string players. You know, arco strings is something that is not very popular in a lot of the school districts in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And so our executive director brought to the board a vision of starting a conservatory, a strings conservatory. And since then, what he would call a lot of unintended consequences of getting strings back into the schools, which has been a great influence to the school district and has shown a lot of fruit in our area when it comes to music education and strings.
Yeah, congratulations. That's really huge. I mean, that's systemic change with music and probably has a profound effect on these young people's lives throughout the community. So that is just really cool to hear about.
Yeah, and just to touch base a little bit on that, you know, the conservatory has about 13 teachers, about 100 to 120 students per semester. We run two semesters, and there's beginning strings, intermediate strings, and advanced strings. And since then, the conservatory caught eyes of music educators in the district, and the school district, Corona-Norco, has since then added string music education to their elementary schools, middle schools, and recently they just hired a strings and orchestra director in the high school, which was a huge endeavor for Corona-Norco. And so the conservatory has definitely made an impact in the school districts and in the area.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's just incredible. Congratulations. If you're just joining us, this is Musically Speaking. We're chatting with Dr. Marco Mejia from the Corona Symphony Orchestra. I'd like to chat about your upcoming concert on June 17th with the Corona Symphony. Can you tell us why you've titled the program Music in Space?
Yeah, Music in Space. Every year we do a family concert of some sort. Our goal is to bring music that's a little bit more accessible or a little bit more palatable to a younger audience. And so during those concerts, we usually do movie music. We've done everything from Peter and the Wolf. We've done A Night of Broadway, where we brought in a vocalist. And this year, we decided to go with a space theme. And so we wanted to do music that of course, had some influence from, you know, space movies. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of why we went with this theme. And so we're doing three pretty large pieces. So that's kind of what we went with that theme. We want to do something that was very, very colorful, very vivid, very exciting, and, of course, where it would attract young families to come out and check it out.
That's cool. You mentioned three large pieces. What are those three large pieces that you're going to be doing?
So we're going to be doing Richard Strauss, the Also Sprach, Zarathustra.
Uh-huh.
Which is, we're only doing The Sunrise, the opening piece, which was actually made famous by a movie, the 2001 Space Odyssey. And so it was a Stanley Kubrick's movie, the 2001 Space Odyssey. So we're doing The Sunrise of that. It's a large orchestration. It has very, very memorable themes that everyone recognizes. Then we're also doing The Planets by Gustav Holst, English composer. We're only doing four movements of The Planets. We're doing the first four movements, which is Mars, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter.
Cool.
And they almost act like a symphony as well, because there are four movements contrasting in you know, in excitement and nature. You have the Mars, the bringer of war. You have Venus, the bringer of peace, which is a wonderful ballad. You have Mercury, which is an exciting piece in three. It has a great hymniola, 2 vs. 3. And then you have the exciting Jupiter, which is the fourth movement, the bringer of jollity. And it closes off that part of the concert.
Nice. Oh, that'll be a blast. It really doesn't get better, much better than Gustav Holst in the orchestral world. He's just phenomenal orchestrator. I know he was contemporary of Ralph Vaughan Williams, and the planets are just incredible. Yeah, so it's interesting to hear you're not going to do all seven, but that's okay.
Well, it's large orchestration, right? It's this orchestra has over 75 musicians. And so it's a large piece, but the other movements require there was a lot of considerations why we didn't do the entire work. But one of them was had to do with our space and the ability of bringing in a choir on top of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I know the last movement requires a female chorus to kind of sing off stage, and I was going to ask how that would work with. I know your space is usually you usually perform in a church, and how that would work. But it sounds like you won't have to worry about it now.
No, we won't. I mean, we perform at North Point Church in Corona. The reason why we perform there is because it's the largest space in the area that provides great acoustics, and it has a wonderful just flat stage. Mm-hmm. We've performed in the past at the historic Civic Auditorium in Corona, and we've done a concert there, but it was just too small for a symphony orchestra. And so, and it also only seats around 300 people. So because of that, we've stayed, our performing facility has been North Point Church in Corona for a long time now. We have a great relationship with them, and it allows us to seat about 1,000. It's plenty of space for a 75-piece orchestra. And of course, the acoustics are very well. But we're really excited because Corona just took on an endeavor to have a feasibility study for a performing arts center.
That is just incredible. I'm so excited for you guys. That's great. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll return to hear more about Maestro Mejia's program on Musically Speaking. I'm Margaret Worsley. We'll be right back. You're listening to Musically Speaking with me, Margaret Worsley. I'm chatting today with Dr. Marco Mejia about their upcoming performance with the Corona Symphony at North Point Church in Corona. Let's talk about the other work I see you've got programmed in this space-themed performance coming up, and that's John Williams' Star Wars Suite. Can you tell us what movements or character themes are included in this work?
Yeah, well, we're doing the John Williams, the suite for orchestra. So it's the signature collection that includes five movements from his iconic films, of course, that we all know and love, Star Wars. And so we're doing the main title theme, the Princess Leia theme, the Imperial March, which has a Darth Vader theme, Yoda theme, and then, of course, the throne room. And so he actually has compiled this piece of music from the different movies and has made it into a suite. And I think it's always very, very great to listen to film music and not have images attached to it, because you actually get to listen to the music in a different way. Mm. I remember when I was a teacher, I would always give the example of when I was talking about timbre to my students, and I would play them the Simpsons theme. And The Simpsons theme is an incredible, colorful work. But we don't really listen to it because we're always looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. The picture or the pictures or the opening for The Simpsons would be the opening titles. But when you actually just listen to the 1 minute, probably one of the most famous themes, I think it was composed by Danny Elfman, it's an incredible, colorful work. And I think that a lot of the times in film music, it's very similar, you know, especially with an iconic film like Star Wars. We have so much imagery in our heads about what we're seeing or what we're watching that we sometimes don't listen to how colorful the music is, how intricate and how it's really a symphony. I mean, the five movements for this suite is really a symphonic work, a 25-minute piece that really is complete, and it has everything from rhythmic material, you know, leitmotifs, which we know Williams was is considered, I guess, his style would be neo-romantic. You know, he was highly influenced by Strauss and even Tchaikovsky and Wagner. And so, the Star Wars suite is just an incredible piece of music. Aside from the movie, the piece, the work in itself is very musical, and it's a, you know, high level piece of music. It's very difficult. It's not easy for sure.
I like that, showcasing the music itself, obviously not having any projected scenes, but just kind of encouraging a different kind of listening experience. I think that's really cool. Which theme do you love the most?
I love the Imperial March. I think the Imperial March is just so epic. It's so great, right? And just kind of the excitement and the thrive that it creates to the listener. And there's a level of anxiety that's great, right? Anxiety is in a good way, right? You're anxious to see what's coming up and you're leading to a climax and leading to a chord. And that's great.
That's cool.
What is your favorite?
I'm a sucker for Yoda's theme. It's just so reminiscent, and the orchestration of it is really swooning, but it's got this musical maturity about it. I don't know, like, I like Leia's theme too, but there's something about the Yoda theme that just is really beautiful and reflective. I like that one the best, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yoda's theme is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all great, right? And so it's just, it's incredible how, as more as I study it, how mature the music is in itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's underrated, and I'm on a musicological sense, because it's tied to movie, mm-hmm. but it's still, the themes are great.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The motifs that he brings about in the entire work is great, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. John Williams is a genius. I think Corona Symphony typically performs a concert in the fall. Can you give us any teasers about your upcoming season?
The upcoming season, you know, we've explored what we want to do. We recently did a piano concerto in the spring. We did Mozart. And so I think we want to go with something. We'd like to do a violin concerto. Mm-hmm. I've been really wanting to bring that back. So there's a conversation about doing a Tchaikovsky violin concerto. And maybe some romantic works, Dvorak possibly. So that hasn't been quite set yet, but we look forward to possibly doing a violin concerto in the fall.
Very cool.
We're excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted because we'll come in droves to hear the Corona Symphony. Can you let our listeners know when and where the concert is? Where can people find out more information on the June concert?
Yeah. You can find out more information for our June concert at coronasymphonyorchestra.org, or you can just Google Corona Symphony Orchestra, and it'll lead you to our website. Our concert is it's coming up in June 17th, Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m., where you'll hear our concert, Music in Space.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the Corona Symphony or your upcoming June concert?
We're, you know, this is an organization that's excited to bring about you know, wonderful orchestral music to our region. We know that there's several orchestras we don't see as competing, but as being a part of the fabric, the musical fabric of San Bernardino and Inland Empire. And, you know, we hope that, you know, as wonderful as the orchestras in the greater Los Angeles area are, we hope to provide, you know, more local experiences to our listeners so that they don't have to travel 2 hours in traffic to go see orchestral music, you know, and a high quality orchestral music for that fact. And so we're just excited. We hope people come and support us and continue to, we hope that Corona Symphony continues to grow, not only in our musical endeavors with the symphony, but of course our educational endeavors with the conservatory. We have three players from the conservatory that have now gone and majored in music, and they're going to be playing with us in this concert. So that's, there's an idea of the cycle, right? Mm-hmm. Where you start them off young, they go off and do their training, and they come back and play with us. And so we love that. And so we're kind of celebrating that as more of our players from the conservatory begin to come around and you know, start playing at that professional level to be able to play with the symphony. And so that's really exciting.
That is so exciting. It's a gift that keeps on giving, and clearly that is being continued throughout the generations. So that's just fantastic. Thank you so much for all you do and for all the Corona Symphony does. Maestro Mejia, it's been super fun talking with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Margaret. And I look forward to seeing everyone come out to the concert on the 17th.
We'll be posting the Corona Symphony Orchestra website and other pertinent information mentioned in the show at kvcrnews.org/musicallyspeaking. Thanks again to Dr. Marco Mejia for joining us today, and we hope to see you at North Point Church on Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m. for Music in Space. Musically Speaking is a production of KVCR News in collaboration with San Bernardino Valley College. To hear this episode and past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/musicallyspeaking. You can also listen on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, or search for Musically Speaking on your favorite streaming service. This month's episode was edited by superstar Rick Dulock. Technical website and social media support come from Jessica Greenwell, Tim Steidel, Sean Houlihan, and Natasha Coles. Our student assistant is Tatiana Jennings. I do hope you'll join us next month on the fourth Saturday and following Monday for our next episode of Musically Speaking. I'm your host, Margaret Worsley. Thanks for listening.